and I had involved my daughter early on, and I asked her if she would produce it, and she and I remember when I called her up and I was all excited. I said, Kevin just called me, and he said yes to do the movie. And she said, did you tell him that you were going to direct? And I went, oh shit, no, I didn't. She said, well, you better do that. So I called him up and I said, Kevin, I need to tell you that I'm going to direct the movie. And he and Kevin's reaction was, well, that's great. You know, I always wondered what took you so long to get around to directing a movie. And he's a great guy. You know, the whole idea of working with a first-time director didn't cross his mind in the slightest. And so after quite a lot of work, we got a script that I thought was Maggie-friendly, that I thought was enough of a movie to send it off to Maggie Smith. And Rachel, my daughter, got it to her agent, Paul Lyon Maris, in London, and we got a call a couple of days later saying that she'd like to do the movie. So I flew over and I had lunch with her, and she immediately, of course, it was, you know, meeting Maggie Smith from Downton Abbey, Harry Potter, and a million, you know, The Prime of Miss June Jubilee, all of that. I'd seen her in a million plays, and I knew her kind of acid humor. And she said, would you like to know, I had a lot of scripts that I could have chosen. Do you want to know why I chose your script? I knew that she was going to say something that would hurt my feelings. And I said, why didn't you? Okay, why? Why didn't she? She said, because I don't have to die at the end of your movie. And off we went. And then Rachel and I went to the Cannes Film Festival, and we had a sales agent who arranged meetings with distributors from all over the world, and we kind of, as you do with independent films now, you raise the money by pre-selling German distribution, French distribution, UK, all of that. And slowly but surely it came together, and eventually I went to Kristen. And the French actors that you saw in the movie are all actors that I've worked with in France over the years, and they're all stars in their own, they're all stars in France. I mean, the woman who plays the doctor is a huge, huge star filmmaker. She's an actress, director, writer. And Stephen Fress is not only a really famous actor, but he's also my golf partner in France. And Dominique Pignon is one of my favorite actors in the world. He's the guy who plays the real estate man, and you probably remember him from Amelie. And Delicatessen, and he's just a great actor. And I had just directed him, and there was a festival of my plays on French National Radio, and I had just directed him in that.